Hello, my name is Jordan. I've briefly spoken or referenced ownership, but what does that mean in regards to a digital space? Well, the main pull of blockchain is ownership of assets to the holder. And the main push from generative AI is anything generated is not owned or is property of the prompter. What does that even mean? I'm not a lawyer by any means, but I can definitely research what ownership means on these two spaces. Blockchain ownership is only valid because only the key holder to the wallet can access the assets inside. The wallet holder can hold, trade, resell, burn, and move the asset as they see fit. Isn't the possession and capabilities allowed to define ownership over an asset? Well, on a blockchain space, yes, but the asset is usually created with a smart contract that explains terms and conditions of what the capabilities the holder has over the asset. Sometimes maybe do not replicate or use as a brand logo. And other times it could straight up be this is a digital asset only. Asset image and likeness is bound under creator brand or something similar. It's similar to buying an art decoration at a department store or a trading card at a game shop. The buyer owns it and can pawn it off if they choose to, but replication and calling it one's own, it's a whole other story. In generative AI, the laws are still being set for this. But the prompter and the generative AI don't actually create anything. Attaining ownership over something requires a sort of imprint that only the process of creation can accomplish. Generation of an asset or article by an AI is usually inspired by the scanning of previous works. The prompter had no part in the process besides asking or prompting the AI to generate the request. Once the request is made and the generation complete, that's it. The prompter has no authority over the generated work. And if there is no authority, then there is no solid ground they can publish the generation call it their own. The definition of ownership itself is being eroded away, and the word, along with its meaning, is being shifted and altered to mean something entirely different to the individual. Digital ebooks, movies, and music purchases can be taken away. The original words, lyrics, or scenes can be altered or removed entirely. And the purchaser has no say on if or when it happens. A license is being handed out, and licenses do not infer ownership. It may seem like three different meanings of ownership, but this has been a trail I followed in my research to attain an understanding of what the definition of ownership was concerning these subjects. It's quite an eye-opener and was incredibly interesting to me as I realized that ownership has been a key part of these technologies and what power the word gives to an individual. Stay knowledgeable out there. Thanks for listening.